谢神的带领，我们能够聚集一起来学习道理。
Thank God for His guidance that we can gather here to learn of the God's words.
南加州各教会在这一两个月呢，安排为婚姻月。
And during these 2 months, there is a special speakers are promoted to speak of a special marriage topic.
那在这个婚姻月当中有几个主题，那小弟被安排的题目是婚姻问题形成的原因与对策。
And in these two marriage months, the topic that I am assigned to talk about is causes and solutions to marital problems.
那我想我们用今天聚会的时间，上下午我们来探讨这个问题。
So I'd like to use this morning and afternoon service to elaborate on these topics.
婚姻的生活在我们一生当中占一个很重要的部分。
And our marriage life is a very important part of our daily life.
如果有一个好的婚姻的生活，那么，那你在这段时间在世上的日子，可以说可以过着像天堂般的境界。
And if we have a good marriage, our life on earth is very can be compared to our life in heaven.
但是婚姻的生活如果没有好好的去经营，那你在世上的生活。这段时间你可以也过着像地狱般的生活。
But if we do not respect our marriage, our life can often be compared to hell.
所以在这个题目上面，我们就第一个探讨婚姻问题形成的原因是什么。
So let us use the first part to talk about the many problems of marriage.
那第二道原因我们要探讨的是，针对这些问题形成的原因，我们提出一些方法跟对策。
And the second part, let us use the time to talk about the ways to solve the problems.
那希望对我们每个人家庭的生活、婚姻的生活都有一些帮助。
So we hope that this may benefit the many married couples here in church.
那结婚是由男女双方所组成的。
And the marriage is established between a man and a woman.
那就有两个不同的个体，他们要在一起生活。
So they have two different genders that are living together.
那每个人在过去的背景、教育、个性等等都不太一样。
And this couple, their background, experiences, education are often different.
他们的生活习惯、他们所固定的思想也会不太一样。
Their lifestyle and habits are also very different.
将这两个不一样不相同的人要聚集在一起，共同的来生活。
And for these two different people to have to live together,
那必定会产生出许多的问题来。
Oftentimes, many problems may arise.
那我们就探讨它形成问题的原因是什么。
So let us first talk about what is the causes of a marriage problem.
在所有的婚姻的问题当中，最大的问题其实就是不良的沟通所产生出来的。
And one of the major problems between a marriage is miscommunication between the couple.
不管是婆媳的问题，或者说性生活的问题，甚至于经济财务上的问题。
Whether this miscommunication is between finances or
婆媳的问题。
Or their parents-in-law,
在或者说子女的管教的问题
，or conflicts within how to raise a child.
有些人总会把它归咎于说，那我们两个就是个性不合。
Oftentimes we will just use the excuse just different people.
其实这么多的问题归根究底，大概大部分都是因为不良的沟通所产生的。
And oftentimes many problems are caused by miscommunication.
沟通的不良就在于说一方所传达出去的讯息没有被另外一方所接受到。
And this is often because what one person says is not accepted by the other person.
或者说一方所发出去的讯息，他另外一方面并不是另外一方面所期待的讯息。
Or the news that one person makes is not the news that the other person would like to hear.
所以就讯息的沟通就没有焦点。
So oftentimes there is no connection between the communication.
而这一些的沟通可以是语言的，也可以是非 语言的。
And these this miscommunication can be using words, and it can also be using other means.
好像行为的语言，你一个表情、一个动作、一个态度，可能就会让对方感受或者没有感受到。
And we can also communicate through our actions or emotions, and oftentimes the other person.Understand what we are feeling.
所以在沟通上面，有的时候用话讲，有的时候你用行为身体的语言来表达。
So not only do we communicate in words, but we also communicate in our body language as well.
如果彼此夫妻之间的沟通没有足够的沟通
，And if there is not enough communication between the couple,
那你彼此之间问题就会越来越大。
Then we'll find that our problems will grow worse and worse.
沟通就越来越有困难。
And communication within one another will become more and more difficult.
那你彼此之间的讲话的时间，或者说内容，就会越来越微薄。
And our the content of our communication will become shallower and shallower.
那夫妻之间就会越来越疏离了，远离。
And there will be a distance caused by this miscommunication.
当夫妻的关系渐渐远离的时候，那彼此之间的不满跟猜疑就会逐渐的增加。
And once this distance grows farther and farther, there will be discontent and complaining.
那都是因为所不良的沟通所引申出来的。
And all of this is caused by miscommunication.
而有些人的沟通却喜欢借着他的子女来做沟通。
And there are times when a couple may communicate through their children.
这也是不良的沟通当中的一项。
And this is also one sign of miscommunication.
修雅的妈妈要跟她的先生讲话，透过小孩说：“你去跟你的爸爸说这个说那个。”
For example, if a mother wants to talk to the father, she might say tell their children to say tell your father this and that.
那爸爸可能也告诉他的子女说：“你去跟妈妈讲这个讲那个。”
And the father might use the same way to tell their children to tell their mother this and that.
有一天，当小孩长大离开家了，那夫妻就没有沟通的管道了。
And one day when the child grows up, leaves home, then there will be no channel of communication between the couple.
那问题就会更加的严重。
And this problem will just grow more and more severe.
所以，绝大多数婚姻的问题所产生出来的，在于不良的沟通。
So oftentimes, many marital problems come through miscommunication.
第二个所产生的问题是由两性所产生出来的问题。
The second cause may be through the differences between the genders.
当在创世纪神创造人类的时候
，And in Genesis when God created man,
创世纪第一章说神造男也造女。
In Genesis chapter 1, God said he created man and woman.
既然神造男也造女，表示男女是有不同的。
And if the Bible says God created man and woman, there must be a difference between man and woman.
对人类，神没有只造男人，也没有只造女人，没有只造男的。
He didn't only create man or woman.
甚至于神干脆造一个阴阳人，大家都一样。没有，神造人本来就有男跟女就区分。
But there is an obvious difference between man and woman.
当人类亚当始祖亚当夏娃犯了罪之后。
And when Adam and Eve have sinned,
神对亚当咒诅。
God cursed Adam,
说你要汗流满面才有的吃。
That he has to labor toil the earth to have food to eat.
神也对女人咒诅。
He also cursed the woman,
说女人你要受生产之苦。
And he cursed the woman to have a pain during childbirth.
表示男跟女在你生活当中，你所扮演的角色是不同的。
This also tells us that the roles and responsibilities that the man and woman play in life are also different.
两性的问题，其实本来神的规划，男女角色上本来就是不同的。
So the original plan for the different genders that God had was different.
但是随着时代的过去，人类渐渐的对自己的意识就抬头。
But throughout time, man has often forced his will.
所以有人就太过于主张女权至上。
Or people have often forced their will where there are feminists.Movements.
或者男人没有把他的角色扮演好，而变成大男人主义。
Or the man has not fulfilled his role and responsibility as being to play his part.
因为每个人对他角色的认知有所改变。
Because everyone has a different attitude and perception regarding their role.
所以问题就会层出不穷地产生出来。
And oftentimes problems may arise.
因此从神对人类的规划本来是就是男主外女主内的。
And oftentimes the role of the man is to take care of everything outside, and the woman would take care of everything inside.
但是现在在婚姻的生活当中，有些妇女她觉得妇女运动的抬头，妇女的权利慢慢的在这个时代越来越高。But recently, the
responsibility of the woman is becoming more and more.
因为这样子的关系，所以夫妻在生活当中的职分，大家没有角色没有把握好，就会产生一种恶性的循环。And
if the husband does not
没有扮演好自己的角色。If
he does not fulfill his responsibility as a husband,
所以因为这样子就会。
Oftentimes, problems may also come of this.
所以两性的问题当中最大的一个就是角色的差异。So
one of the problems of marriage is also the differences between two roles.
会产生出很多的问题。Which
also come cause many problems.
两性的问题当中第二个就是彼此男女之间彼此的价值观不太一样。And
there are also problems caused by different values.
男人一般来说比较重实际一点。
And the husbands are often more realistic.
那女人比较在乎她的感觉是比较感性的。
And the woman is often more emotional.
男人会用他的对妻子的忠心来表示对妻子的爱。
And men will often show their love through their faithfulness.
好像有的妻子会抱怨先生。
And many times the wife will often complain of their husband.
先生就说，你看我每天准时上下班，领的薪水都交给你。
And the husband may say, every day I go to work and I go to work on time so that I can raise money for the family.
那我也不抽烟，也不喝酒，也不赌博。
And I do not drink or smoke or gamble.
那觉得我现在就已经对你很好了。 And
they might feel content about the way they treat the wife.
但是当太太的总觉得这样还不够啊。But
the wife will always will sometimes feel that this is not enough.
因为女人想要的就是要被男人捧在手心的被爱的那种感觉。
Because the woman wants to have that constant feeling of being loved.
因为有的时候缺少这个感觉，女人就会抱怨呐。And
because they lack this feeling, they often complain.
男人大部分呢，要的是面子。And
oftentimes, what the husband wants most is respect.
女人所要的，当太太所要的是，希望先生能够关心，多注意她。And
for the wife, what they need the most is caring and and consideration.
所以有的时候，当太太的烫了一个新的发型，
for example, if a wife one day comes home with a new hairstyle,
她问先生说，你看我今天有什么不同吗？
And ask the husband, do you see anything different about me?
先生瞄了一下，还不都是一样。
And the husband might glance at her and say, you look the same.
太太就很内心就很落寞，很伤心啊。
And this may cause the wife to be very sad.
买了一件新衣服，先生看也不看一眼。
And where if the wife buys some new clothes, and the husband does not really care.
内心里面就会不太满意啦。
She might feel discontent.
累积久了就爆发出来了。
And after a while, this discontent might be vocalized.
夫妻当中的价值观，生活的价值观会不太一样。
And their value in their lives, between the two genders are also different.
好像每个人对生活的态度、目标、要求会不太一样。
Just like the people have different goals and values.
我们在座很多都结婚了。
And here there are many who are already married.
在生活当中，你一定会感受到。
And in our lives, we might experience this.
因为有些人比较注重 吃，我想要吃好一点。
And some of us might emphasize the food we eat.
有些人可能会比较注重穿，我要穿漂亮一点，吃就随便一点。
Some of us might emphasize the clothes we eat that we want to wear better clothes.
那个价值就不一样啊。
And we can see that these two people have different values.
所以当有一个人想要吃好一点，另外一个人想要不要吃那么好，就会吵架。
And if these two people that one person wants to eat better, but the other person does not really care for food, then fight might occur.
想要漂亮一点的，多买一件衣服。那另外一方可能就会不高兴了。
And or the person who wants to have better clothes, they bought some nice clothes. The other party might not be very happy.
夫妻当中没有谁对谁错。
And in a couple, there is not always someone who is right and always wrong.
有的时候的争吵就是你们之间的价值观不同所产生出来的。
But oftentimes our fights are caused by we have different values.
所以我们放在生活当中的食衣住行、吃喝玩乐都是一样。
So, well, whether the values we have toward eating, drinking, and having fun are all the same.
因为价值观不同。彼此的做法、想法就不太一样。
Because if our values are different, then the way we think are also a little different.
所以两性的问题有的时候会出在你的价值观的不同。
And often marriage problems are caused by different value systems.
第三个就是会在夫妻当中性生活的困扰。
And problems may also arise through sexual concerns.
有的时候，夫妻当中可能有一方对性的知识不够完整，性知识的认识不够。
And there might be a couple who, or a person who's not as familiar with their sexuality.
他们对于这个认知不同。
Or their knowledge of their sexuality is different.
所以有一方可能对另外一方的期待啊，会落空。
So persons might feel that they are not being fulfilled.
所以夫妻当中的性生活如果没有协调好，有一方可能就会不太满意。
And if they do not align themselves properly.Then someone might be unhappy.
所以有些人夫妻当中的性的生活当中，有些人就因为不满，所以产生冷淡呐、啊，最后可能就是对对方不忠心的情形就出现。
And oftentimes it's because of their unfulfillment, there might be times of may cause times of unfaithfulness as well.
所以夫妻当中的性的生活常常也是爆发的一个原因。
So this is many problems may also come through sexual concerns.
第四个
fourth,
当夫妻结婚过了一段很长的时间
，and fourth is after a couple has been together for a long time.
对彼此的生活就习以为常，觉得很习惯了、啊，彼此都很
that they all settle down into their regular habits.
所以生活就慢慢的觉得很沉闷呐、啊，因为都是规律的生活。
And they find that everything has slowed down and almost to a almost boring.
因为觉得很没有什么变化，所以有些人就会过于注重自己啦，甚至于向外发展，追求变化跟刺激。
And because that there is no change or excitement in their lives, they often find excitement through outside means.
但因为这种的厌烦，就是说结婚太久了啊，所以。就觉得很习以为常，就向外发展，那就夫妻当中的问题就造成更加的紧张。
And because they find that the life within the marriage is boring, they need outside stimulation.
所以这是两性问题有这几个大项。
So these are the main aspects of the differences between the two genders.
婚姻问题形成的第三个大原因就是经济或者财务上面的问题。
And the third problem.The cause of marriage problems is financial problems.
婚姻专家在研究当中发现说，金钱的问题，夫妻当中对钱处理的问题，占所有问题当中的第二大问题。
And oftentimes, there's a survey that said that, out of all the problems in a marriage, the financial problems is the second most common.
我们常常说啊，人与人当中啊，谈钱就伤感情。
And oftentimes we say that relationships are often hurt when talking about money.
但是夫妻当中却又不得不谈钱。
But within a husband and wife, we have to talk about financial aspects.
因为谈钱、财务、经济上面的问题没有好好的去处理， 大家就会产生彼此当中的冲突。
Our financial problems, because if we do not talk about our financial problems, oftentimes it get out of hand.
好像你对金钱处理的态度啦。
For example, our attitude toward money.
或者夫妻当中彼此之间谁来管钱呢？
Or who is in control of the money between the husband and wife?
我们的钱要如何去花用？我们的比例是怎么样啊？
Or how much money should we spend?
甚至于小到说我对教会的奉献的问题。
Or even how much should we offer to church?
如果在这一些很多金钱处理的问题的观念没有一致的话，
And if we do not align ourselves with all these financial questions,
那个夫妻当中就会常常有争吵的事情。
Oftentimes we'll have many conflicts and fights.
再加上如果在生活上面又有一些压力。
And if we also add on additional pressures in life,
或者对金钱的投资观念的不一样,
or we have different investment ideas,
那夫妻之间对于钱的问题就变成争吵的一个很重要的原因。
And this, all of this might be a reason why the couple may fight.
第四个问题,
the fourth problem,
就是从外所进来的 夫妻当中的压力，
Our pressures from the outside.
常常很多夫妻当中的关系的紧张从夫妻彼此之间之外的人或事所来。
And oftentimes the anxiety might be caused from people outside of the marriage.
这外在的压力第一个很主要就是对于丈夫或先生他们各自的本来的家庭的亲戚朋友所进来的压力。
And these pressures may come from the relatives outside of the married couple.
好像双方的家长对于夫妻或者单一方或双方他们的期待啦，或者说的要求或者表达，都会产生出一些不满或者问题。
For example, that the relatives or parents-in-law may have expectations for the couple.
或者夫妻双方本来太太跟先生自己都有他自己的朋友或者公司的同事。
Or if the couple has friends or co-workers.
这一些他所认识的周围的人会对他们生活会产生一些压力。
And these friends may also cause pressure in the relationship.
好像有些先生可能太注重他的朋友。
For example, if the husband always spends more time with his friends,
或在乎他的朋友,
or emphasizes his friends,
所以忽略了他的太太,
and he might neglect his wife.
那相反的太太有的时候因为太过于跟他的朋友或者聊天聊很久,
or in the same way, if the wife always chats with her friends,
那先生受到冷淡就不高兴,
and the husband is always neglected, he is also unhappy.
所以从你们双方的朋友会对你们的生活会产生出压力。
So often with our friends may cause the problems within the marriage.
那问题就会产生出来。
And these problems will arise.
外在的压力有的时候从双方的工作职业会带进生活。
Outside problems may also be caused by our work.
如果夫妻当中有一方太过于注重他的工作, 甚至于是工作狂,
if one of the members of the marriage spends all of his or her time at work,
所以下了班还要再加班很晚才回来,
that even after he was supposed to go home, he continues to work,
甚至于下了班把工作又带回到家里来做,
or even if he takes work home, back home,
那就剥夺了夫妻相处的时间。
Then it takes away time within the couple.
因为这种在工作上过度的投入就会影响到夫妻生活的品质。
Because the work will affect the marriage life.
这些从外面所进来的压力会造成夫妻当中的不和。
And oftentimes these pressures from the outside will cause conflicts within the marriage.
第五个,
the fifth point,
主要冲突的问题有的时候在于宗教信仰的问题。
Now many marriage problems also come from different religious beliefs.
宗教信仰的问题常常发生在夫妻当中, 不同的信仰所发生出来。
And oftentimes these conflicts come from when two people of different faiths are married.
好像夫妻一方, 如果一方是教会的信徒, 另外一方还没有信主,
or for example, that one person belongs to our church and another person does not.
那对于在, 生活上的伦理的观点啊, 教育子女的态度啊, 都会不一样。
Then their whole concept of life and the way they bring up their children will be different.
好像一方想要来参加聚会啦, 另外一方不来参加聚会啦, 那就会有冲突。
And there will also be conflicts because one person may want to come to church, but the other person will not.
或者在家里一方想要祷告啦, 另外一方埋怨你怎么在家祷告啦, 那就 心里就会产生不满。
Or at home, if one person wants to pray but the other person does not, then there will also be a separation.
一方想要把子女带到教会来参加宗教教育, 另外一方觉得不需要。
One person wants to bring their children in for religious education, but the other person does not.
对于宗教不同所产生的问题, 在婚姻的生活当中是一个很大的问题。
And if we have different religious beliefs, it's often a very big problem within the marriage.
因为你的整个思想观念都不能够协调。
Because our way of thinking and our principles of life cannot be aligned.
因为这样你就生活在许多的痛苦当中。
And oftentimes, we'll be living a very sad life.
当有的时候宗教的问题会产生在相同信仰的夫妻。
And different religious beliefs will also occur to a couple in the same faith.
因为没有协调好, 另外一方对教会的事情太过专注了, 就忽略了家庭的生活。
Because even though if we do not align ourselves well together, one person might try to do too much for church.
那另外一方面也会就造成埋怨啊。
Then the other party will also feel that they are neglected and they will complain.
而这一些问题都需要在我们的婚姻的生活当中好好的去协调。
And in the same way, all these things have to be aligned within our marriage.
所以婚姻问题形成的原因, 我们把它整理起来, 大概是这五大类。
So if we organize all the marriage problems, we can separate them into these five categories.
那针对这五大类, 我们就讨论要有什么方法去 预防或者针对这些问题提出它的对策。So
the question is, how do we find solutions to these marriage problems?
那我们也特别就提出几个针对我们所提的问题，我们提出几个对策。So
let us so we'll point out some solutions.
当我们提到说最大的问题是在于不良的沟通。So
we said that the most important problem is relating to miscommunication.
所以就要开始建立起夫妻之间良好的沟通。So
we have to establish good communication between the couple.
在这个沟通上面，我们提出几个要注意的事情。And
in this communication, good communication will bring up some points.
因为沟通其实是一种行为。
Because to communicate is a form of action.
彼此之间将自己所感受到的爱跟情感传达给对方。
And it is to express the love that we feel inside to the other person.
并且能够让对方感觉到的一种行为。
As for us to express how we feel to the other person.
这种行为可以是语言的。 也可以是非语言的。
And this can be expressed through words and also through actions.
夫妻当中的沟通并不是说想要去改变对方。
And the communication between the spouse should not be one person wanting to change another.
或者说强迫对方照着你的方法去做。
Or to force another person to do what you want them to do.
夫妻当中的沟通重点是在于我们要求相同的地方。
But the purpose of communication between the couple is to find a place where they share together.
而接受我们当中的不同，而让它能够存在。
And to accept the differences between the people.
简单的说就是求同存异啦，求相同，而让这个不同能够有生存在我们彼此当中之间。
And to find a place of compromise between the couple.
所以沟通并不是在想要去改变对方。
So to communicate, when we communicate, we do not communicate to change the other person.
而在于因为了解而接受。
But it is because we accept them and and we understand them.
所以沟通的时候，我们就提出几个要注意的事情。
So let us talk about some points.
第一个就是沟通，我们要选好的时间、地点跟沟通的内容。
The first is that we have to choose a good time, place, and content.
当人在肚子饿的时候或者疲倦的时候。
And when we are hungry or tired.
那或者说你下班回来已经忙了一天，很累了。
Or we have we worked the entire day and we come home tired.
在这个时候，人的情绪的变化都会比较大。
And during these times, it is it is very easy for us to change our emotions.
所以在这种比较情绪化的时间，你比较累或者饿的时候，你去谈严肃的问题，那这个时间就不太对。
Or our emotions are more volatile, where we should not use these times to talk about serious matters.
或者说你在吃饭的时间，这个时候你来谈一些严肃的问题，那这个消化也不太好。
Or when we're eating and we use this time to talk about the more serious matters, this is also this might cause indigestion.
所以在你疲倦的时候，在餐桌上你就讨论一些沟通比较轻松的问题。
So during dinner or while one person is tired, we can use these opportunities to talk about more relaxing topics.
比较严肃的问题，你用在吃饱饭，可能去散个步啦，坐在那边休息的时候，然后心情好的时候再把它提出来。
But we can bring up the more serious matters when everyone is more relaxed or when people are less tired.
沟通的时候，你也要看对方的脸色。
And when we communicate, we also have to pay attention to how the way the other person is looking.
你看他今天心情很好。
If we see that person is feeling is in a happy mood today,
那你就提出比较尖锐啦、比较 tough 的问题来沟通。
We can bring up the more tough questions.
那会比较好沟通一点。
And it'll be a little better time for us to communicate.
也比较能够取得一个共识。
And it is it's easier for us to come across a compromise.
否则你在你饿的时候了，在你疲倦的时候，你沟通一些严肃的问题，两三下两个人就爆发冲突了。
But if we use those times when we're tired or hungry to talk about more serious matters, then one person might be easily angered.
所以我们要聪明一点呢、啊，沟通你要选择时间、地点，跟你们要沟通的内容。
So we have to be wise to choose the right time and place and content to talk about.
那既然要沟通
，So and when we do communicate,
所以在沟通的时候，你就要清楚地把你的意见要表达出来。
We have to clearly express our opinion.
有的时候有一方总会觉得说啊，夫妻这么久，我不用说你也知道。
And some people might say that we've been married so long, I didn't, you know what I'm thinking about.
你看我今天脸色不太高兴，那你应该就知道了，你不要再问了。
That you can see that I'm not in a very good mood, so you should not ask me these questions.
其实主耶稣在圣经里面，主耶稣在他的生活当中给我们留下一个很好的榜样。
But actually, Lord Jesus has given us a very good example.
主耶稣当发现他的门徒有所不同的时候，而且他们当中有问题的时候。
That when he sees Lord Jesus when Lord Jesus sees his disciples have questions or they are perplexed.
主耶稣就用一个方法让他们把问题提出来。
Lord Jesus uses a way for the questions to be brought out.
好像有一次雅各跟约翰，主耶稣发现他好像嘀嘀咕咕，好像当中有一些争执的问题。
Just like James and John, when Lord Jesus saw that they were bickering.
那主耶稣就过去了，问说啊，你们要我为你们做些什么事吗
？Lord Jesus went up to them and asked them.What do you want us to do? What do you want me to do for you?
哦，那约翰就讲了哦，那原来主耶稣就了解哦，原来他们两个是在争说，以后我们到天国谁要坐在主耶稣的左边跟右边
？By asking those questions, he found out that James and John were fighting about who is to sit at the right and left hand of the Lord.
哦，主耶稣就发现啊，他们的观念不对，就去改变他。
And Lord Jesus saw that their concept was incorrect, so he went to correct them.
好像主耶稣有一次看到一个瞎子巴底买很可怜。
And just like how Lord Jesus also saw a blind person.
啊，主耶稣呢要引出他的问题。
And Lord Jesus wanted to bring out his question.
主耶稣也问他说。巴迪买，你要我为你做什么
？And he asked him, Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you?
所以当人双夫妻双方，你觉得哎，他有什么问题的时候，你就好言的让他把问题引出来。
So when we see that our spouse is perplexed or confused, well, we can try to bring to make them ask their to bring out their questions.
我们不要总想说啊，他一定不用讲，你也知道我在想要的是什么。
And we should not expect them to feel that we know we know what they're thinking.
我们要把自己的意见清楚地表达出来。
But rather, we have to clearly express our opinion.
第三个，既然要沟通，所以有人讲，有一方要注意地去听。
And since we're talking about communication, it's also very important to learn how to listen.
人与人之间的沟通啊，不外乎四种方式。
And there are four different aspects toward communication.
一个是听，一个是说，一个是读，一个是写。
One of them is, or the four ways of communication is to write, to read, to hear, and to speak.
在这四个当中， 研究的学者说，其实在沟通当中的听是占 65%。
And some scholars have said that to listen is 60% of communicating.
在我们沟通当中用说其实只占 20%。
And to speak is only 20% of our communication.
在沟通当中用读的只有占 9%。
And reading is only comprises of 9% of communication.
在人与人之间的沟通用写的只占 6%。
And writing it comprises only 6% of communication.
而在我们人过去的学校的学习当中，你在学校所学的一定是 writing 跟 reading， 就是读跟写。
And when we're in school, our communication comprises mostly of writing and reading.
很少在 school， 在学校学的学听。
And we often do not use listening.
但是听在人与人的沟通却占 65%， 所以这是最大的。
But in the communication between one another, listening comprises of 60%.
所以我们要学会去听。
So we have to learn how to listen.
我们人常常在沟通的时候，有一方可能就会太早就把他的话打断。
And oftentimes when we are communicating, we do not fully listen to everything the other person is saying, and we speak prematurely.
一方还没有讲完，一方就插他的话，然后就下了结论。
Where the one person has not even finished speaking, the other person has already made a decision and judgment of what they're going to do. So we have to learn to listen to what the other person is trying to say.
我们参考真言18章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 18.
真言18章13节。
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13.
真言18章13节。
Proverbs 18:13.
箴言18章13节。
Proverbs chapter 18 verse 13. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 13. He who answers before listening, that is his folly and his shame.
还没有听完就回答的，这是愚昧的。
And here it says that if you answer before listening, this is folly.
所以我们要听完再讲。
So we have to first listen to everything that is being said and then we speak.
我们要学会听。
We have to learn how to listen.
没有一个人喜欢对方是唠唠叨叨在讲话。
We do not, none of us like the other person to all keep talking.
最近呢，我常常听到我太太跟我这样讲。
And recently, I've often heard my wife say this to me.
我太太最近常常跟我讲说，我怎么发现你最近越来越唠叨。
And my wife says to me, recently I found that you often speak a lot.
那她这样讲的时候，让我发现说。 想到一个俗语
，or she said that I often nag a lot, and this made me remember a story.
人家说啊，树老根多
，or a saying that
树老啊根就多
，that when a tree grows old, it has many roots.
人老话多
，that when a person grows old, he has many words.
哎，第一个哦，你如果喜欢唠叨一个，可能你已经比较老了。
And the first sign of growing old is that we might like to nag.
那第二个喜欢唠叨啊，有时候太太喜欢唠叨，其实是先生啊，因为我讲你都没有在听啊。
And oftentimes the wife likes to nag because the husband often does not hear.
所以我每次都要一直讲，因为你都没有听。
Because that's why the wife nags the husband because he seems to ignore her.
所以有时候太太就会讲，你不要讲，你不要嫌我唠叨。
So the wife often says, "Do not say that. You shouldn't complain that I'm nagging."
我刚刚讲你都没有听，我再跟你讲一次。
That you did not hear anything I have said. Therefore, I'm going to say it to you again.
我们要学会去听别人在讲什么。
So we have to learn how to listen to what other people are trying to say.
有一个先生呢，下班回来很累了。
There is a husband who is very tired after working.
哇，一到家就坐在客厅里面就看报纸。
And when he comes home, he sits in the living room reading a newspaper.
太太在家等先生下班等了一天了，终于回来了。
And the wife is waiting all day for the husband to come home.
满肚子的话，在一天已经练习好，先生回来我要告诉他这个，告诉他那个。
And she used the entire day to thought about all the things she wants to tell the husband when he got home.
所以她先生一下班回来呀，子女的教育的问题啦，生活的问题啦，等等很多的问题，哇，讲个不停。
So right when the husband got home, she would ask about all her concerns regarding how the children, the education of the children, and many other matters.
但是先生总是看着他的报纸啊。But
the husband keeps reading the newspaper.
太太就很不高兴。And
the wife is usually unhappy.
说我每次在跟你讲话的时候，你可不可以不看报，不要看报纸。
And she says that, can you just put the paper down when I'm talking to you?
先生就慢慢抬着头，飘着他的白眼看着太太。So
the husband would roll his eyes at his wife.
每次我在看报纸的时候，你可不可以不要讲话？
And he says that when I'm reading the newspaper, can you not speak?
因为人我们在讲，别人都没有注意在听对方要在讲什么。
Because when we are talking, when we are communicating, we often do not hear what the other person is saying.
因为这样子的对话，有的夫妻就会产生冲突，就吵架一场啦。
And it's because of this miscommunication, fights usually occur.
所以这是 在沟通当中，我们要注意的事情。And
this is something that we have to pay attention to when we're communicating.
那我们就建议几种沟通的方式给大家参考。So
we have some solutions to our marriage problems to share with everyone.
沟通的方式。Our
methods of communication to share with everyone.
第一个沟通的方式，我们说是问候式的。The
first method is to greet.
好像人与人相见面，你跟你的同事见面也会讲。 早安啊，午安啊，晚安啊。
And just like when we see our friends or our coworkers, we might say good morning or good evening.
或者你好吗？
Or how are you?
或者碰到朋友，哎，吃饱了没有？
Or we might ask him, are you full?
这是人与人当中的问候啊。
And this is a way we show our care to other people.
我们不要夫妻之间弄到最后两个好像都没有话讲。
And we should not allow our marriage to come to a point where we have nothing to say to each other.
我们彼此相碰面了，早上起来呀，问个好，这也是沟通的方式。And
the method of communication is we can say good morning to each other when we wake up in the morning.
但是太太问先生，你肚子饿吗？
And the wife can ask her husband if he is hungry.
其实先生的内心里面已经受到了安慰了。And
when she asked this question, the husband is already comforted.
因为太太关心他。
Because the wife cares for him.
早上碰面，早安，你好吗？
And when they greet in the, when they see each other in the morning, they can say good morning to each other.
我们要这种问候的方式是最简单的。
And this method of communication is the simplest.
你最近忙不忙？看你最近好像很忙。
And we might ask him, you seem busy lately.
那主耶稣也会用这种问候的方式来沟通。
And Lord Jesus will also use this method of communication.
好像主耶稣复活之后看到门徒去打鱼。
Just like when Lord Jesus resurrected, he saw his disciples fishing.
主耶稣碰到他们没有讲严肃的问题。
Lord Jesus, when he saw him, did he not go into he did not ask him serious questions.
主耶稣对他们问的是，你们有吃的没有？
But rather, Lord Jesus asked him, have you had anything to eat?
用我们中国话讲就是，你吃饱了吗？
And is also, in other words, it's to say, are you guys full?
你肚子饿不饿？
Are you hungry?
哎呀，这门徒就得到安慰了。And
the disciples were comforted when they heard this question.
好像主耶稣用复活显现给门徒看。And
Lord Jesus resurrected before the disciples.
主耶稣也问候他们，你们平不平安？
He asked them, how...
主耶稣也会用问候的方式来看。
He usually first greeted the disciples.
这是夫妻当中最简单的沟通。And
this is the simplest way of communication.
不要弄到夫妻之间好像一句话都没有话讲。And
we should not allow our marriage to come to a point where there's nothing to say to each other.
第二个，我们可以用报告式的沟通。And
the second way of communicating is reporting.
你今天在外面发生了一天的事情，回到家。
And that many things happened before we came home.
你可以跟对方报告我今天看见的、听到的什么事情。
We can report the things that we have seen and heard during the day.
好像先生或者太太到远方去了。
For example, if a husband or wife goes away.
那随时也可以打个电话来报告，我现在已经要去哪里，我已经到了，我很平安。
We can call back to our spouse and say that we have arrived safely.
现在的电讯系统很方便。
And now that communication methods are very efficient and simple.
随时你打个电话报告我现在在哪里，哎，对方就很安心了。
We can just simply call back to say that we are safe.
有些太太会抱怨了。
And some wives might complain.
先生呢，出去像丢掉一样。
And that when the husband goes away, is as if they have separated themselves.
出去像丢掉 ，lost。
They are lost。
那回来就像捡到了。
And when they come back, it's as they have found them。
那他们的沟通就是有问题。
And we can see that their communication has some problems。
我们可以用报告式的沟通。
And we can use this reporting method of communication。
让对方能够放心，也知道你去哪里，在做什么。
And so that we can allow the other person to be comforted as to that we are safe.
好像主耶稣差遣门徒出去传道。
Just like when the Lord Jesus sent the disciples to preach.
门徒回来之后，圣经上面说，门徒就向主耶稣报告我们在那里所发生的这个事那个事。
When they came back, the disciples reported Lord Jesus everything that happened to them.
主耶稣就知道，哦，他发生了什么事，主耶稣就能够给他们指引。
So Lord Jesus will know what happened to them, and he can direct them.
所以我们可以用报告式的沟通。
So we can use a reporting method of communication.
第三个
Third,
我们可以用意见式的沟通。
We can also use use suggestions as communication.
因为当你们彼此之间都会发生一些问题。
Because there will also always be some conflicts arising in the relationship.
或者说你听到了一个什么新闻。
Or we have heard something.
你可以把它提出来，我们彼此来听听你对这件事情的看法是什么。
We can use this topic and talk about our opinions about it.
对于生活当中的问题，你可以提出来，你对这件事情的意见是什么？
And our how we think about the issues.
夫妻当中是共同的生活，我们不要自己做自己的事，自己想自己的方法。
And even though the couple is living together, we should not let each one do their own thing.
那你们之间一定会发生问题。
Because if we do, then there will be problems.
自我行我素，到最后两个人就越来越远了。
Each person does their own thing, then they'll grow apart.
我有一对朋友的夫妻，他们对这种彼此当中的意见，就是常常没有沟通好。
And there is this couple that I know, and oftentimes they have a lot of problems relating to miscommunication.
有一天，有一次，这个做太太的就跟我们抱怨了。
And one time, the wife complained to us.
说有一天她回家了，先生发现先生，哎，怎么去开了买了一部新车回来
？And she one time came home and she found her husband drive a new car home.
哎，这个车不是她喜欢的车。
And the wife was not wife.Did not like this car.
而且他又去买个大红色。
And he also this car was also red.
啊，这是他最讨厌的颜色。
And the wife did not like the color red.
先生居然还想啊，太太，你的嘛，就买个红色。
And the husband was thinking, since my wife is a girl, she must like the color red.
他说类似这样生活当中的 surprise 啊，惊奇常常有。
And she said that many times in her life there are these.Types of surprises.
我发现他们之间的沟通有很大的问题。
I found that they have a very big problem is communication.
因为他我行我素啊。
Because they both just do their own thing.
自己想什么就去做什么。
That they do whatever they want to do.
我们小到说家里的墙壁要擦什么颜色。
And that they make their own decision on how they want to paint their house.
我们夫妻当中小事到家里的家具要买什么家具。我们都要彼此来沟通。
But even in the smallest things, we have to communicate to one another.
你到你要买一个房子，当然要听听两方面的意见呐。
And especially the big things, for example, buying a house, we have to hear each other out.
在旧约圣经里面记载一个书念这个地方的一个妇人。
And in the Bible, it speaks of a woman of in Shunem.
她是一个聪明的、有智慧的妇人。
She was a wise woman.
她发现以利沙常常从他们家里经过，她发现这不是普通的人。
She keeps seeing Elisha pass through the town, and she knew that this person was a special person.
所以当她经过的时候，她常常邀请他到家里来吃个饭。
And she always and when Elisha passed through, she would invite Elisha in for dinner.
休息一下。
And to rest.
她就有一天就跟先生商量。
And one time she talked to her husband.
说常常从我们家经过的这个人，他是神人。
And she said that there is a man of God passing that always passes by us.
我们要不要在家的后面呢盖一个小阁楼，让他以后经过的时候可以在那里休息
？And she asked her husband, should we set apart a room so that this man could stay with us?
我先生说好，他们就盖了一个阁楼，共同的来服侍。
The husband said yes, and they built a small room for Elisha.
那妇人没有想，我想要这样做，这是好事啊，我想做就做了。
The wife did not say that because she thought that this was good, she did it. She just goes and do it.
有时候真的是好事，但是因为你没有沟通，另外一方就不太高兴了。
And even though the wife might think that something is good, but if they did not communicate with one another, the husband might not think it is a good idea.
好事最后就变坏事
了。That something good will become something bad.
所以我们要有意见式的沟通。
So we have to have the reporting or a suggestion. We have to suggest what.Things to one another.
提出来，大家看看个人的意见，然后综合起来。
We can suggest our ideas and discuss them and come across a mutual decision.
第四的沟通，我们要是感受式的沟通。
The fourth type of communication is communicating through feelings.
人是有感情的。
And all of us have feelings.
我们要把自己的感情讲出来。
And we have to express our feelings.
好像你这样做让我很喜欢，或者我很不喜欢。
Or for example, we can express the things that we like and dislike.
或者我高兴，或者我不高兴。
Whether we are happy or unhappy.
或者你这样让我觉得很舒服，或者你这样让我很不舒服。
Or whether we what we can express whether we are comfortable or not.
我们要把自己的内心的感受，你不要压在里面了、啊。夫妻当中不要压在你，要把它。讲出来。
And we should not keep all these feelings and suppress them, but rather we need to express them.
我们请看雅歌第七章。
Let's turn to Song of Songs, chapter 7.
雅歌第七章第六节。
Song of Songs, chapter 7, verse 6.
雅歌七章六节。
Song of Songs, chapter 7, verse 6. Song of Songs, chapter 7, verse 6. How beautiful you are and how pleasing, O love.With your delights.
雅歌是一对新婚的夫妻。
And the Song of Songs is a song between a newlywed couple.
这一对新婚的夫妻，你看他们之间如何的把自己的感受讲出来。
And we can see how they express their feelings to each other.
当他有感受的时候，就说：“哎呀，你是我所爱的。
”And when they feel the love they have for each other, they call each other my love.
你是多么的美好
，and how beautiful you are！
你是多么的让人觉得很喜悦啊，欢乐。
How pleasing you are！
你怎么样让我觉得很欢畅
？And that you fill me with delights！
我们人是有感情的
，and as people we all have feelings。
我们要把自己的感觉、感受分享给对方。
We have to be able to express these feelings to other people。
通常的女人是比较能够、把她的感觉讲出来。
And for women, it is easier to express their feelings.
但是有的时候男人比较不会把他的感觉讲出来。
And there are times when the man they do not share their feelings as much.
所以当太太的或者比较不会表达的，我们另外一方就要把他的感觉引出来。
So for the person that does not know how to share their feelings, you have to have think of a way for them to express their.
所以当太太看到先生啊，今天回来一脸臭脸，不太高兴啊。
So when the wife sees the husband come home unhappy.
啊，她一定内心里面有什么高兴或者不高兴的事情。
They must have something unhappy in their hearts.
那你就用慢慢的方法对她体贴一点啦、啊，抱杯水啦、啊，先生感受到一些你的对她的爱呀、啊，这样。把他的话能够引出来。
So the wife can use other methods, for example, helping the husband to give him a glass of water, and using her love and care to express the husband's feelings.
不管怎么样, 我们总要学习把自己的感受表达。
Or to show so that the husband may be willing to share his feelings.
第五个就是我们要用关爱式的沟通。
The fifth is that we have to use love and care when communicating.
关爱式的沟通可以是语言，也可以非语言的。
And this love and care can be shown through words and also without words.
好像在语言上面，你可以常常对对方说啊，我很喜欢你。
For example, we can often tell our spouse that we love them.
我很关心你,
and we care for them.
啊，我很爱你。
And we like them a lot.
那当然，你可以也用你的身体的语言表示你对对方的关心跟喜爱。
And we can also use non-verbal means to express our love and care.
通常在结婚之前或者刚结婚的时候，比较会用关爱式的表达。
And when we are newly married, it's easier for us to show our love and care.
所以有人这样说。
So there are some who say.
说男人结婚之前是动物。
That before a man is married, he is an animal.
动物是有感情的, 动物是能够表达的。
That an animal is can express their feelings.
但是男人呢, 结婚以后啊, 变成植物。
But after they are married, they become inanimate, or plant.
Plant, 你回到家就是好像植物啊, 动也不动啊。
And just like a plant, they just sit there and do nothing.
结婚之前, 甜言蜜语很会讲,
that before they're married, they're all very romantic.
不管什么节日, 总会送个礼物,
that no matter what holiday, they would give a gift.
太太就感受到你对她的关心跟喜爱。
So the wife will feel the love and care of the
结婚之后了,
husband.
结婚之后了,好像得到回家像植物啦, 坐在那边不是看报纸就是看电视啊。
And after the marriage, all the husband does is just, after, when they go home, is just sit there, either watching the TV or reading the newspaper.
我们随时要把自己的关心跟喜爱端表达给对方。
But we have to always share our love and care to one another.
有的时候太太因为这样就会埋怨先生啊, 没有情调啊。
And oftentimes the wife will complain that the husband does not show his love and care.
所以我们要把自己的关心跟喜爱表达给对方。
So we have to be aware and always show our love and care.
有一次我在意外当中听到一个弟兄在跟他太太讲电话。
And one time I was overhearing a husband speak to his wife.
从他先生在讲话的时候，我就知道他们在谈什么。
And from what the husband was saying, I knew what they were talking about.
哦，原来呢，他们今那天早上啊，要来垃圾车要来倒垃圾。
And it was in the morning, the trash person was coming to pick up the trash.
先生忘了把那个很重的垃圾桶, 那天刚好前一天他们割草啊, 很重的垃圾桶拿到路边。
And the husband the following night forgot, or the night before forgot to carry the trash can, which was very heavy, out to the curb.
太太发现说垃圾车要来了, 哎,垃圾 忘了拿出去。
And the wife found that the garbage truck was coming, but the husband forgot to take the trash can out.
太太就把他拉那个很重的垃圾到路边。
So the wife brought the trash outside.
先生想到这个事情就打电话回家。
So the husband thought of this and he called home.
啊，我听到他先生这样对太太讲。
And I heard what the husband said to the wife.
哎呀，谢谢你，谢谢你， 一定哈，垃圾一定很重啊，你辛苦啦。
And the husband said, thank you, the trash can must have been very heavy. You must have had to carry a lot.
想想看，太太在拉的时候一定本来在骂，怎么这么重，叫我这样拿都忘了拿出来。
And the wife probably, when carrying this trash can, was cursing at her husband for forgetting.
但是一听到先生这样讲,
but once she heard her husband say these words,
气也气不起来啦,
she was unable or to be angry.
先生一再跟你说辛苦啦，谢谢你啦。
Because the husband was already showing his love and care.
啊，你一定啊，不会不会啦。
And of course the wife would say, no, it wasn't that heavy.
我们随时把自己的关心跟喜爱表达给对方。
So when we share our love and care to other people,
多一点赞美跟肯定。
And we need to also to reaffirm them.
我们夫妻之间少一点责骂跟怪罪。
And to reaffirm them more and to criticize them less.
雅歌当中这一对新婚的夫妻, 他们很会表达自己的关心跟喜爱。
And the couple in the Song of Songs knew very understood how to communicate their love for one another.
我们来看几段就好，让我们学一学。
And we can just turn to a few verses for our for us to learn.
雅歌第一章。
Song of Songs chapter 1.
14节。
14.
雅歌一章十四节。
Song of Songs chapter 1 verse 14. My lover is to me a cluster of henna blossoms from the vineyards of En-Gedi.
15节。
15. Oh, how beautiful you are, my darling. Oh, how beautiful. Your eyes are doves.
我们看第二章第二节。
Let's also look at chapter 2, verse 2. Like a lily among thorns is my darling among the maidens.
第三节。
Verse 3. Like an apple tree among the trees of the forest is my lover among the young men.
跳到第十节。
Let's skip to verse 10. My lover spoke and said to me, Arise, my darlings, my beautiful one, come with me.
你有没有这样对你的配偶讲过啊？
Have we ever said these words to our spouse?
哎呀，我的太太啊，你好像这个凤仙花在隐基底的葡萄园。
That, oh, my wife, you are so beautiful. You are like the henna blossoms in En-Gedi.
你又好像百合花在荆棘里面啊。
That you are like the lily among thorns.
哎呀，你真是我所爱的。
That you are the one that I love.
你是我的美人啊。
You are my beautiful.
哦，人家太太这样一听呢，你心里一定很高兴啊。
And when the wife hears these words, she must be very happy.
你有多久没有对你的对方讲过这些关爱的话？
And how long has it been since we said these words to the people that we love?
当有对方对我们表达关心跟喜爱的时候。
And when these words are said to us,
我们也要有所回应。
We also have to respond to them.
对方才会得到鼓励，他关爱的话会讲得更多。
We have to encourage them so that they may speak these words more and more.
所以我常常听到有一个弟兄啊，对他太太叫 Honey Honey.
And I once heard a brother call his wife Honey Honey.
其实哦，如果说你觉得啦，哈，用中文大部分都是中国人，用中文讲我爱你好像很肉麻。
And for us to say that I love you, it might make us feel uncomfortable because we're romantic.
就发现我们在美国，你学着用英文讲，你绝对觉得比较不那么肉麻。
But it might be Asian societies to say I love you, it might be uncomfortable. But to say the words to say those words in English, it might seem more appropriate.
好像你做甜心啊，甜这好像怪怪的，但你叫 Honey 就觉得蛮顺口的。
We might be embarrassed to say sweetheart, but not as embarrassed to say honey.
或者说 I love you, 就比我爱你好像就觉得很肉麻，但是 I love you 觉得比较好一点。这是我的感觉啦哈。但是当别人对我们的爱有表达了，我们要有回应呢。
But when other people share their love and concern for us, we have to also respond to them.
在特别的时间，双方要对对方表达一些你的爱，可以送一点小礼物啦，对方觉得，哎呀，受到很大的安慰。
We can respond to them by giving them small gifts so that they may be comforted.
但是当有人送礼的时候，你也要小心啊，有些话是不能够讲的。
But then there are also words. We also have to be careful when sharing our love and care because there are some words that we cannot say.
有一个先生啊，在他们结婚十周年的纪念的时候，他一直想送太太一个好的礼物。
And for example, there is a husband who is married for a long time, and during these 10 years, he always wanted to give his wife a good gift.
所以他买了一个很好的礼物，然后把它包得很漂亮。这是先生从来没有做的事情。
And so this husband, he never did this before, but he bought a present and he wrapped it very carefully.
当太太收到结婚纪念日收到这么好的礼物，这么漂亮，哇，她好高兴。
So on their anniversary, she received this great gift and she was very happy.
所以迫不及待把它打开。
So she opened it right away.
打开之后，太太讲的第一句话。
And when she opened it, she said,
这个多少钱?
How much was this?
啊，先生心都冷了。
And the husband, all his goodwill seemed to be wasted.
那当姐妹，你有没有讲过这样的话?
As a sister, have you ever said this?
哇，多少钱?这情调都被你打坏了。
That when she asked about the price, the whole romantic atmosphere was crushed.
所以劝太太啊，先生送你东西啊，不要问多少钱。
So, as encouragement to wives, when a husband gives you something, we should not ask how much is it.
至少你第一段第一句不要讲多少钱。
At least not for the first thing that comes out of your mouth.
然后第二个，有的太太就这样吵架，然后一想，哎，你的钱都我在控制，你怎么这么有钱去买这个东西？
And there are also some wives who say that How do you come up with all this money when I am in control of all the money?
你一定藏私房钱.
You must be hiding some money somewhere.
本来好意，最后夫妻吵架一场结束.
And even though this is through goodwill, but it ends in a fight.
这些问题，你如果想要知道，你要有个机会，有个时间。我们刚刚讲的，你要选时间、选地点，慢慢把现真的话套出来啊.
And if we have these questions, we have to use another, like we mentioned before, we have to use find the right place and time and to for the husband to reveal these things.
过了一两天，在散步的时候才讲，哎呀，你上次送我礼物好喜欢，你是多少钱买的？
Just like after a few days, when perhaps we are strolling, we might say that I love the gift that you gave me. How much was it?
然后用比较轻松的话问他，哎，这钱从哪里来的呢？
And then we can very casually ask them that. How did you save up so much money to give this to me? And it must have been very expensive.
你不要一当头一打开多少钱？
We shouldn't open the present and immediately ask, how much was this?
但是当先生也要注意啊。
But as husbands, we also have to be careful.
有的时候太太买了一件漂亮的衣服回来给先生，你看好不好看？
When the wife buys some nice clothing back.
这都是沟通的方式.
And she asks us, is this pretty?
当太太把了一件漂亮的衣服穿给你看的时候,
when our wife shows us something that she bought,
你先生啊, 你即使再不喜欢, 或者说觉得不好看,
that for a husband, even though if we do not like it,
你也要先说, 啊, 蛮好看的哦,
we have to first say that, oh, it is good.
你不要一下子就说, 啊, 你这个身材穿这个不好看,
we cannot say that the shape of your body does not fit the thing you bought.
你一次这样讲，两次这样讲，以后太太买衣服就不让你看了。
And if we see this once or twice, then in the future she will not come to us and ask for our advice.
你一定要先说，哎呀，蛮好看的，不错哦。
We have to first encourage her and say that what she bought is pretty good.
然后慢慢再把自己的意见表达出来。
And little by little, share how we truly feel.
你要怎么样就会比较更好一点。
And only when we and we can suggest to her. How she can improve to become more beautiful.
或者说，嗯, 觉得这件衣服这样子的价值有点贵。
Or to suggest to her that perhaps what she bought is a little more too expensive.
你要劈头就批评下去啊, 太太一定很不高兴。
But we cannot just begin with criticism.
你沟通就碰壁了。
Because our criticism will hit a wall.
那一碰壁之后啊, 一次两次啊, 这个 就人家就没有人想要碰壁的，以后你的沟通就有问题。
And after hitting this wall once or twice, the problems may arise and it will cause more problems.
比较能够用这样子沟通的夫妻啊，关系感情会比较好。
And for couples who are able to communicate like this, their relationship will grow closer together.
所以我们要用这几种的方式混合的运用啊，在每天的生活当中。 相亲夫妻彼此之间的沟通会进步一点。
So we have to perfect this art of combining all these methods of communication to strengthen the relationship between one another.
夫妻的关系会好一点，也会更加的恩爱。
And the relationship will grow closer, and the love between one another will be expressed more clearly.
我们早上就先谈到这边，我们下午再提出几种婚姻问题的对策。
And this concludes our service this morning, and in the afternoon we'll continue to talk about more solutions to marital problems.
我们因为时间的关系，我同心跪下来祷告。
So because of time, let's just kneel down and pray.